This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
So 3 p.m. Sam and Lucy are in the studio talking rubbish. Hello and welcome along. Sam and Lucy on a Sunday evening, and this is FUBAR Radio. Big thank you to Marek Larwood for the last 2 hours. And thank you to Marcus Bentley, the voice of Big Brother, for introducing our show, Lucy!
Good of him, wasn't it?
Giving up his time on a Sunday evening to introduce me and you! Can't believe it. I think we should make that a thing.
I mean, him doing it every week, or...?
Well, no celebrities.
I mean...
Like, other famous voices.
I thought we were pretty lucky to get him, though.
I mean, we can use him again if you want.
I mean,
he was cheap.
I know, very expensive, but, you know, we can find the money from somewhere. He's that good, he's worth it.
We can make a list of other famous voices.
Yeah.
To introduce the show. I mean, like, what's his name? The voice of Children in Need. Sir Terry Wogan. He'd be great.
Sir Terry Wogan. That's a good one. But you want people with really recognisable voices. So maybe Stacey Solomon.
Right, okay.
Immediately recognisable.
Stacey Solomon, you want to introduce the show one week.
Yeah,
do you mind if you book her? Because I don't know if I would be able to... well, I don't know Stacey Solomon. I can't personate Stacey Solomon.
No, but, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I know her agent. Like, it'll be fine. I can get in contact with her. Okay. Like, it's their Essex
Are you suggesting
link.
You can do an impression of Stacey Solomon?
I mean, I can work on it. I can get there.
Stacey Solomon brackets Lucy.
What about a posh... Give me a posh woman. I can do a posh woman voice, because that's kind of my voice.
The Queen?
She's got very specific... I could do Middleton. Either Middleton, Kate or Pippa, choice. Well, I could do both.
I'll have Pippa Middleton introducing the show next week, actually. That'd be great.
Great, yeah. I'll have a word. I'll have a word with my people and get in touch with her people.
You'll be very surprised to hear this, Lucy.
Yes, Sam.
But I can maybe get Sarah Millican to introduce the show one week.
I mean, can we have a flavour of it now? Do you happen to have a recording from her or...
Well, I don't think it'd be right that we played the Sarah Millican soundbite before, you know, she's okayed it.
Okay.
And also, it'd be a waste.
We should check with her.
We've had Marcus Bentley introduce the show today, you know, as if it was actually Big Brother.
I know, he took it really seriously, bless him.
Brilliant, that
Came
was.
All the way down to the studio.
Yes, we did. We recorded that on Wednesday.
Yeah.
He requested that, you know, train fare and
he demanded
taxi.
Every room
God.
Be painted pink for him as well beforehand.
He did,
I think.
Which is a pain now, isn't it? Because
and he wanted bowls of Haribo, but only the cherry tangfastic ones, you know?
Yeah.
He demanded you take all of the others out, and it was just the bowls of the cherries in pink rooms. So, but I think it was worth it for that intro.
Oh, I think
like,
so.
All that
yeah.
hassle.
I mean, just for that 10 seconds of audio, it was well worth it.
Definitely.
How have you been anyway? All right?
I'm all right. I have something in my eye. Yeah? So
right.
at some point in the next 2 hours, it's been in my eye all day, right? And I'm hoping in the next 2 hours I'll get it out. So if you hear like a victory cry from me,
okay,
it's because I got something out of my eye.
Well, listen out for that.
I mean,
if
that's not a reason to stay tuned, I don't know what is.
At some point in the next 2 hours, Lucy will scream for joy when probably an eyelash falls out of her eye.
It really hurts, mate.
Do you think it is an eyelash?
I'm hoping it's an eyelash. But when I look at it, it looks white. I see white. And, I mean, I have black eyelashes. So
as do most people.
Exactly. Well, does every... Yeah, everyone does, don't they?
I don't think... Are eyelashes changeable by colour of hair?
Yeah, because we've both got dark brown hair. So
yes.
I'm wondering now, like, really, really blonde people, they got blonde... Oh my God, I've never even thought about this.
I don't think eyelashes are changeable.
Don't they have like blonde, some of them get blonde tips at the end? Like a bit, like gingery. Oh my God.
Well, this is the first thing to throw out there, I think.
I'm genuinely astounded at this. I'm really baffled. I can't picture any blonde people.
Maybe Google it.
Google it.
Yeah.
Right. I'll Google it in the next song.
I don't think they are changeable due to hair colour though. I really don't.
Yeah, but does everybody therefore have black eyelashes?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah, the same way everyone's... Kind
Do
of got
they?
Yeah, red lips.
What about if you like the bright blonde, I don't know, maybe bright blonde stereotypical Danish people or something.
Okay.
Like really,
other Danes
really,
are available.
Other Danes are available. Really fair people, really pale skin, that white blonde hair. They can't have black eyelashes, do they?
Right, we'll have to look into it. You've got a computer there in front of you, haven't you? So
I know,
maybe you
I know,
could,
I know. I could
Google
it
at some point.
I could Google it.
It's been something. A while since we've been here.
I know,
isn't
we've
it?
Had 2 weeks off for various
yes,
reasons.
Yeah.
I should apologise. Last week was entirely my fault. I had a hacking cough. It was absolutely disgusting. And I just thought, you know, I didn't want to put you all through that, listening to me, because it's every time I laugh. I sound fine. I sound a bit like this. I'm still a little under the weather. Thanks for asking. But, yeah, every few minutes I just have a hacking cough.
Are you on your way out of the cold now?
Oh, I'm definitely on my way out. I'm just a bit, you know, sinusy. You know, when you're a bit like, heh, heh.
Yeah, but that makes you sound all right, I think. I like that voice.
What? Like, is it a bit more sort of sultry?
I don't know what... It's just a bit of personality in your voice.
Oh, are you saying my voice doesn't have personality normally?
Well, no. I had something similar. That's not what I meant.
Just because I haven't got a Stoke accent, mate.
No, that's not what I meant.
Just because I have a very nondescript accent.
None of my...
I can't help it if I don't have a regional accent, okay?
Well, you've got a BBC voice, so that's a positive.
Hello and welcome to FUBAR Radio.
There you are.
Yeah.
No, what I was going to get into is a story about how... So the first Sunday we had off, because we've had two Sundays off in a row.
We have.
The first one was due to Easter, that Christian holiday.
Jesus coming alive and chocolate happening.
And we thought, we are not coming in on Easter Sunday. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, exactly.
That night, Easter Sunday, because, you know, Christ was celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, I thought I'd get pissed. I think that's the way to do it. Is that right?
What, get drunk on Easter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to go to work on Easter Monday.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you.
So I actually worked Easter Sunday, but then I went out Sunday night.
Right.
I then couldn't speak properly until Friday of the next week.
Why, because you were just so drunk?
I don't know what it was.
What did you do?
I don't know if it was kind of, you know when you have a cold, and you've probably been through this at the moment because you are currently under the weather.
Yes.
So if you're already under the weather and then you decide to have a lot to drink, it's only a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
I feel like, because you get the sinusy level, but adding on to that, you get that kind of gravelly hungover thing. So you end up just talking a bit like, sounded a bit like Tom Waits.
I don't know who Tom Waits is.
Of course you don't. He sounded like that. That was actually a really good impression of Tom Waits.
Do another one. Maybe Tom Waits can introduce the show then.
I'm Tom Waits.
I'll write that on the list. Tom Waits. Maybe you could do next week or the week after Tom Waits?
I'll speak to his people.
Okay, cool. If any listeners, you at home, give us some suggestions for who you want to introduce the show. I'll write it down. We'll make it happen.
We can do our best. We can, but promise.
We can certainly try. But if it's anybody that I personally can't get in touch with, if you know what I mean, you'll have to do it, Lucy.
All right. Bring it on. Bring it on.
So during that time period, right, I'm sorry to jump straight back into the story, but I've missed the crux of it.
Oh, what's the crux?
I had to have an interview for my dissertation.
Whoa.
over Skype with an American. He was live, beamed from Los Angeles to Stoke-on-Trent.
Right.
And at the other end in Stoke-on-Trent, he found me. Uh-huh. And this was when I was at the height of it, because this was the day after. This was 5:30, Easter Monday, after I'd spent the whole day hungover and unable to speak. I then thought, I've done nothing on my dissertation today. Let's do this interview, which was pre-planned. I knew it was coming, and I thought I'd just have to get on with it.
Yeah.
I then set up the Skype, and this American, who's already thinking, there's going to be, I'm going to struggle to understand this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's from the north of England. There may be some words he says that I don't know what he's going on about.
I mean, I don't understand you half the time. I just smile and nod.
Exactly. Right, so he, bigger difference in where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to struggle, and then I lose my voice.
Oh my God.
So I kind of open the Skype call. I'm recording it on my computer because obviously I want to refer back to it. And I say, "Is that Chris? Chris, it's Sam. We spoke on email."
Oh, you're so
just
creepy.
Like that. Well, imagine that. And he's
that would be terrifying.
He then had to spend the next half an hour with me.
You'd be like, "Oh God, Voldemort's coming out of my Skype."
It was the type of, I had to explain it. Do you know when it was like, if I don't say anything,
he's gonna think I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. I wanted to make clear that this isn't my normal voice.
See, I once had one Skype interview in my life, and it was for a very big job. I used to work for the independent newspaper, and it was for that job. The night before, for some unknown reason, I decided to get incredibly drunk. I think it was a big night out. It was like last day of term or something.
Okay. And you thought, although I have a job interview, I'm not missing it.
I drank a bottle of rum.
Well, that's impressive.
A whole big ass bottle of rum. And the next day I did the Skype interview with her and I'd forgotten and I was running late and I had to quickly go to, because I didn't have internet because I'd just moved into a new house, run to my friend's house and get there. And I realised I'd run over basically in pyjamas. They were like, it was like trackies and like a kind of vest top thing, which was like totally inappropriate. And I was like, I wasn't wearing a bra. So it's very like swinging around.
I wasn't wearing a bra actually when I did my Skype interview. But what I did,
I feel that's inappropriate.
What, not wearing a bra?
You should have worn a bra. Make the effort, mate.
Well, do you know what I did and something you perhaps should have done?
Right.
Not turn the video on.
You didn't turn the video on?
Why would I turn the video on?
Ah, see, I didn't even think that. That didn't even come into my head. So I did. I was at my friend's house, who I'm not exactly skinny, shall we say, and she is very, very, very skinny. And I had to borrow a blouse from her and do it up and squeeze it over me, and I didn't. And I obviously couldn't wear one of her bras because I have quite large breasts. and she doesn't.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much, please. Thank you. And I had to squeeze myself into this blouse and this little blazer, and I sat there looking like the Hulk, hungover, like, hello, I'm Lucy. But I got the job, so...
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, you know, I got the job in the end. I mean, God knows why after that.
I did have a job interview over Skype once, but again, I kept the camera off.
See,
didn't
that's
even
sensible.
Give them the opportunity.
That is totally sensible. Yeah. Why I didn't do it, I don't know. It's not like it was a modelling job or an acting job.
But the one thing I did, even though the video was off, is I still dressed appropriately because I thought... Because I actually Googled at the time. I've had... In my life, I've had two job interviews... Sorry, not in... I've had two job interviews that were over the phone / Skype.
Uh-huh.
I have had more in person.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even got the job, Lucy.
Whoa!
But
calm
never
down.
Over Skype or the telephone have I got the job. But both times, ooh, I Googled tips how to do well over a phone interview, and what they said was dress as if you were actually going to meet them. So there was me sat in my like student bedroom in a shirt and tie.
Oh, that's adorable!
Didn't get the job, didn't work.
Oh my God, that is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
And then you get the job whilst dressing like a slob.
I looked ridiculous. I genuinely thought the blazer was going to burst open.
At the time, you're thinking, I've messed this up for myself.
Oh, God, I was like, this is possibly the biggest opportunity I'll ever have in my life, and I've ruined it.
But maybe they liked the personality. They thought, OK, I like this
girl. Well, they're the independent, kind of kooky, like, ooh, young students, ooh, she's got Twitter and stuff, oh, yeah. But, I don't. They shouldn't have given me the job in hindsight.
Why?
Well, I really don't work... I don't really work hard at anything.
I'm very, yes, I'd agree with that.
I'm very just kind of, things will happen when they happen. I do a lot of things. This is my thing.
Well, not for this show.
Well, I'm a very busy person, but I do everything so half-assed. I just I'm just like turn up and be like, hey guys, oh, I'm going over here now. Oh, hey guys, I haven't done anything. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm off now. And I feel like I've been doing this with this show a bit.
Definitely. I mean, I'm going to take some blame as well, but
yeah,
I think you're worse than me. And it's got to the point, I actually wanted to talk to you about this. You know when I used to do admin at the start of the show? I'd set bullet points of things we need to talk about.
Sam's
admin is back.
No!
Right.
No more show admin!
We've already spoke for way too long, but I do need to get this out. Show admin number one. And then we can crack on with the show. You know, after a song, we'll tell people what's coming up. You can even tell me what you've been up to, because I'm sure that'll be really interesting. But for now...
Screw you!
Whoa. Because this is in a serious meeting.
Right.
You wouldn't speak to other colleagues like that, so don't think you can speak to me like that.
All right.
Okay, you going to take the minutes?
Yeah, fine.
You've got some paper. Do you need a pen?
I mean, yeah, all right, fine. Minutes.
So, right, meeting began.
Meeting.
1817.
Meeting.
It's Sunday, the 19th of April, 2015, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Come on, get on with it.
The title of this meeting, is, if you like, is Do We Deserve a Show?
Oh, Sam!
I don't think we can justify having a show anymore. We are not doing anything to deserve a show.
I'm not writing that down.
Why?
Well, that's
okay.
Horrible.
Well, at least can you offer us something back? I'm putting it out there. Do we need to step a game up before we get the sack?
Oh my God.
What?
I have an idea.
You've got an idea?
To save the show.
Is it as good as getting celebrities to introduce us at the top of the show?
It's similar, but better.
All right,
why
then,
not? You know, let's jazz this show up a bit, Sam.
Right.
Take it to the
get
next
rid of
level.
You? Is that...
Whoa, shushy mush,
okay.
All right? Shushy mush and listen up.
Okay, I'm listening. Should I take notes on this one? Yeah, thank you.
Right.
I'm listening.
In this studio, there are not just two microphones. No. There is not one for you and one for me. There is another one right next to me. And another one next to you, but I don't like that one over there because I can't see whoever sits there.
No, it's
so there's
a pain,
one.
That microphone.
Okay, right, that's the sound. That's it.
Yeah.
Microphone here next to me. I've got two. Why don't we have a new host? Bear with. I have an idea who that new host could be.
When you say a new host, you think...
Alongside
Fubar
us.
Replaces or, oh, alongside us, right?
Trio.
Trio.
Yeah?
Okay, I'll write
instead
that down.
Of like Coco co-host. Instead of Coco host.
Co-host.
Like, three of us, and I know exactly who to replace it. Because I made a new friend yesterday.
Right, okay.
Okay. You know, at the start of the show, you did your lovely little impression, and it was...
Whoa, no, I didn't.
I mean...
Marcus Bentley from Big Brother fame.
Okay, we got Marcus Bentley in,
yes.
And next week we're getting Pippa Middleton.
Yes.
But seriously, though, I actually met this person.
Right, so you've made a new celebrity friend.
And, like, he bought me a glass of wine, we chatted, genuinely we chatted.
It's a he?
It's a he.
Okay.
And this person, more famous than Marcus Bentley.
Well, I don't believe that, but okay.
As famous.
Can we play some kind of guessing game?
Oh, shut up. Okay, go on then.
Right, I'm going to get some, like...
I mean, Naughty Naughty Shoe can wait, because this can. Is worth it.
Well,
I
we don't even
you.
Have one ready, so...
Have we not got one ready?
No.
Good work there, Sam. We really don't deserve a show.
No, we really don't deserve a show. Oh, well, Naughty Naughty Shoe will be coming up when Lucy's picked one and we've got it in the system.
I picked one!
Yes, but you picked it at 3 minutes to 6.
Basically, there's this one song that I keep picking every week, and every week Sam's just like, we can't get it, and every week I tell him that that's my Naughty Naughty's tune.
We can get it if I step out the studio and go and download it and put it on the system, but we'll have to do that during a record. But at the moment, we're right
it's
in the middle
it,
of a game.
Just, okay, fine. Right,
I've got some quiz music.
Quiz music.
I'm going to ask you questions.
And you're going to guess who our new host is going to be, who I genuinely met yesterday and I am now genuinely friends with.
Okay, so it's like
I've got photo proof.
I think the way you do it, you can only say yes or no, okay, to these questions. But for now, this is Guess Who on FUBAR Radio.
And welcome to Guess Who. Guess Who, the new co-host is going to be on the Sam and Lucy show. Will it be Pippa Middleton? Will it be Marcus Bentley? Or will it be someone just simply more famous than that? Guessing today, we have Sam Hunt.
Hello.
Welcome, cheers. Sam. Yay. Woo.
Thank you.
Right. I know who the person is. I bloomin' met them. I shook their hand. I have photo proof. I had a whole conversation with them. I'm not going to tell you what about, because that might give the game away.
Okay.
Guess who it is, mate.
Right.
Bring on the questions.
Is this person a male?
Yes. Ding.
Okay. Is this male famous for being on TV?
No.
Is this male famous for films?
Yes. Ding.
Right, okay. He's an actor.
Yes. Ding.
Okay. Is this actor in Star Wars?
No.
We've lost the music.
Don't
worry, it's fine. This actor's not in Star Wars. Is this actor British?
Yes. Ding.
Okay, a British actor. Is this actor from Scotland?
No.
Is this actor English?
Yes. Ding.
Okay. Did this actor start on TV, although he is now more famous for films?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Okay, so that's...
I don't know. I should know.
Would you describe...
He's one of my favourite actors, and I don't know. I actually don't know that much about him. I've just seen a lot of his films.
Is this actor famous for comedy films?
No. He's done both. I know this is yes or no, but you need to know. He has done comedy, but I would say he's more famous for serious roles. He's definitely more famous for serious roles.
Is this actor Michael Caine?
No.
Okay. Is this actor older than Michael Caine?
No.
Okay, he's younger than Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not by low. Well, he is, actually, that's a bit
is
harsh.
This actor part of the Harry Potter...
Yes!
...films?
Yes, he is!
Did this actor play Snape?
Yes, he did!
Is this actor Alan Rickman?
Yes!
Alan Rickman.
Yes, I did. I met Alan Rickman. I'm not even joking, Sam.
Is that something to brag about? Is it?
What?
Alan Rickman.
What?
Well, I don't know. People have Alan Rickman, like, they put him on this pedestal, and I just don't get it.
What?
Well, if you really like Alan Rickman, I just don't know about him co-hosting the show.
But he's...
Is he famous for his sense of humour?
Oh, no.
Right.
He was awfully serious. He didn't like my jokes.
He didn't like your jokes.
He didn't
like
my jokes. But then you don't like my jokes,
yeah,
so...
In fact, get Rickman, we'll have him. No, so tell me the Rickman story, come on. What happened?
Well, we have a mutual friend.
Okay.
Which I didn't realise. This person dropped it as a bombshell.
Is that Harry?
Yeah.
I suppose that... Well, it wouldn't be friends, would it?
What?
Harry's not friends with Snape.
They are in the end.
They are in the end. Oh, mate. So is it Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe's our mutual friend.
Is it?
No! Because I would have started with that.
Sorry.
If our mutual friend was Harry Potter,
yeah.
I would have said, oh, I am friends with Harry Potter. I wouldn't have started
that's
with...
That's true, that's true.
I met Alan Rickman. By the way, I'm Bezzies with Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay, before you go on, I'm just going to write a little note to self.
Right.
I've got a Harry Potter meet cast member story as well.
Have you actually?
But we'll get to that.
No, my story's not too long. It's just, I mean, I thought you'd be more excited that I met Alan Rickman.
No, I am really excited.
My mum said the most fantastic thing, because I popped outside and I was like, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. Alan Rickman, he's just bought me a glass of wine. We've just been having a chat about theatre. It was amazing, which was freaking awesome.
He's into theatre?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hence the whole acting thing.
Okay, you never know.
The whole acting, reading lines, playing characters.
Yeah, okay.
Like in a theatre.
Yes,
and my mum, bless her, completely sincere, just went, so, Snape, good guy or bad guy? And I was like, oh.
But he's a bad guy. That's a good question.
She hasn't read she doesn't know what happens at the end. She's only seen the first three films.
But he is a bad guy.
Is he? He's a good guy.
Alan Rickman is a good guy.
Yeah.
Snape is awful.
What?
But
Snape's one of the best ones in it. What are you on about? I'm sorry.
Right.
I've only seen
the Philosopher's Stone. I have. No, that's a lie. I've seen the Philosopher's Stone and I've seen the last one.
But if you've seen the last one, then you know he's a good guy.
Well, no, because I got into the last one. I went to see the last one at the cinema and spent the whole 2 hours completely switched off thinking, what the hell is going on?
You know what, Sam? I feel like you've pooped all over my Alan Rickman meet. Well, my meet cute with Alan Rickman, which I wish it had been because I used to be in love with him from playing Colonel Brandon in Sense and Sensibility. And I feel like you've pooped all over it.
He's played somebody else, has he? He's not just famous for Snape.
Oh my God.
All I know Rickman for, can I be honest,
is just
Snape.
Die Hard.
He's in Die Hard?
What?
Die Hard's not my sort of thing.
Films aren't... Oh, my God.
No,
Sam, sorry.
It's coming out.
Sorry to interrupt this. I've just got the thing out of my eye. Can you...
Are you celebrating? I thought you were celebrating.
Yours is an eyelash! Yeah, you're right. It was an eyelash.
Okay. After all that...
I'm sorry. I know that's really unprofessional, but literally all day I've been bothering that.
That was not just unprofessional, but it was a massive anticlimax.
Well, it wasn't for me.
Much like the Alan Rickman story.
Right. I am walking out.
No, well, I think we get more on Rickman.
Yeah, I've got plenty on Rickman.
Okay, you've got more Rickman chat?
You're not going to meet him now.
Well, no, we'll talk about it. We'll maybe get him on.
No, it's fine.
Also, coming up on the show, I will tell my story about meeting a cast member or two of Harry Potter. A little clue for you there.
Oh, tease it, Sam.
Yeah,
tease
just a little
it
clue.
Out.
Other stuff coming up on the show. We don't have any celebrity chop today because it wastes my time. instead, we'll go around the world in 8 seconds. Lucy's got a sports report. I've got a Nigel Farage game and I may have a new feature.
Which I'm very excited about, we've got another game, haven't we?
Yes, we have,
it's brilliant.
Yes, yes.
Just saying.
Is. And also, we will have a 1990s, Naughty Naughties tune.
A 1990s tune.
A 1990s tune. Maybe a 1990s tune. And definitely a Naughty Naughties tune. All coming up after this. Turn Back Time. In retrospect. It's in brackets. You know how we love bracketed songs, please.
I love a parenthesis.
Turn Back Time, retrospect, Kokiri.
Cool.
Good that. Kokiri.
Kokiri.
Kokiri. Yeah.
Oh. Never heard of it. Actually quite liked it.
It's good, isn't it?
Because you know that kind of music that you play, that style of music. What do you kids call that?
I don't know. Well,
dance?
I suppose so, yeah. I suppose that, if you were to label dance? It, you would call it house music.
House.
Unfortunately so, yeah.
Okay, well, that house thing is normally hit and miss, mainly miss. But I liked that one. Well done.
I don't think it's all hit and miss, is it?
No, just...
We play 99 Souls. That would fall into that category, and we love that.
That is beyond genre. It's so good. Still not number one, although you did promise me it would be number one.
I'm sure it will.
By, the end of January.
It's still not getting a release. It's dead weird.
Yeah, it's mid-April now. Still not number one.
I've seen all the 99 Souls stuff getting released, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like what they're doing is building. They're trying to get 99 Souls reputation before they come out with this banger, and it'll be number one in, September. But then what I can do is say, look, I promised you 6 months ago this would be number one.
Well, I vote we keep playing it at the head of the show until it is number one.
What happens if it never gets to number one?
Well, then we'll just have to keep doing it, mate.
But it doesn't work like that, does it?
I can make that commitment.
No, because what happens is if a track doesn't get to number one, it'll maybe go to number six and then number 17 and then number 117 and it completely drops out of top 40 and we'll never get to number one ever. So that
Then we'll just have to keep playing it eternally.
I don't think we can do that.
Why? Where's your commitment to 99 Souls?
No, I love the record, but it's going to get to a point where people can be like, oh, every single week. The other thing I worry about is if someone were to tune in, right? You know how we weren't here last week, so they had to put out a different version, an old version of our show.
Yes.
Obviously, that show started with 99 Souls. Now, today, we also started with 99 Souls, so I've can vision people tuning in at 6 o'clock to hear us.
Oh no, I see where you're going. They're going to think it's the same show.
That it has been for the last 5 weeks, but actually we just love that song.
Oh my God.
See more.
I'd never even thought of that.
There you are.
What about each week, yeah?
Yeah.
Instead of starting with the actual song because of that big problem that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Why don't we ask the celebrity that we're getting to introduce the show?
Okay. Yeah?
Why don't we ask those celebrities to sing a bit of the 99 Souls song?
Right. Which celebrities do you suggest do that? I really can't see that...
Dylan Moran?
You can do Dylan Moran?
I can certainly try.
Dylan Moran singing 99 Souls. Okay, I've wrote it down. I can tell you for free that Marcus Bentley won't do that. I just don't think he's got it. Marcus Bentley can only read the time. That's it. That's all he can do.
How about we get Beyonce to do a live lounge version?
I don't know. Can you do Beyonce?
I can give it a go, mate.
Nah, you can't.
What?
You can't. You can't get Beyonce.
Yeah, you've heard me sing. Because what the listeners don't know, you might be thinking at home she's got this kind of husky voice because she's got a really bad cold and her sinuses are blocked. Maybe she's a really good singer. But when the mics go down and we're playing the music, Sam actually hears me singing, especially Naughty Naughty Tune, and he knows that I'm basically tone deaf.
Yes. Well, not, but I think officially tone deaf.
Whoa, yeah, no, I am.
Yes, you are.
You never sing. That's something I've noticed. You dance, but you don't really sing much.
No, not a singer. Not really.
You're a big boogier, though, in the tracks.
I love a dance.
You love a boogie.
Love a boogie.
Mm.
I've got breaking news.
What?
Give me some breaking news. Sound effect.
Da-da-da!
Breaking news.
Da-da-da!
Alan Rickman smiles for photo.
Da-da-da!
Yeah. During that song, Kokiri, you show me a picture, Lucy, of Alan Rickman actually smiling.
Full-on grin. He's got his arms around me and my mates. Yes. Little group of us. We're holding some wine. Already got 48 likes on Facebook.
You were on the end, am I right?
Yeah.
Right, so listeners at home, there's a famous picture of Ashley Cole, right, footballer, who moved to Italy. Of course, he's an English person moving to Italy, all his teammates are Italian, and therefore is struggling to kind of make friends. So there's a famous team photo where all of the Roma team, their players, are all kind of arms around each other, except poor Ashley on the end, who kind of just leans in but is not touching
Shut
anybody.
Shut up, are you comparing me to that photo? It is not like that.
I think it is a little bit like that.
48 likes in about half an hour begs to differ, mate.
Yeah, because they're all thinking, she looks like Ashley Cole.
Luciano, Ashley Cole.
I would say it's more, if we're going to compare it to famous pictures, which is what we seem to be doing now for some reason, I would say it's more akin to The Last Supper, famous painting.
Okay.
You know, communal, all in it together. Rickman, Jesus. Me, one of the other guys.
I don't think so. Obviously not Judas. You mean like John?
There's probably a John.
No, John was his best mate.
Were they bezies?
I think so, yeah.
Was he his bae?
He was his bae.
Jesus and John, Jesus, bae. Yes. Like me and Rickman, bae.
Well, I don't know about that.
I really wanted to call him bae.
You know what bae means, because that surprises me. Because you mentioned out in the office that you don't know any phrases that the kids are saying.
I literally know none. I only know bae because I say babe sometimes to my close friends, which annoys me that I say that. I don't like that I say babe. And I say it a lot at the moment. I call everyone babe and sweet, and I hate it.
Okay.
But I'm doing it anyway. And I, because of this cold, I meant to say babe, and my flatmate thought I said bae, and she was really laughing. And I was like, what's so funny? And she was like, don't call me bae. That's really lame. And I was like, what does it mean? And she told me.
I'm still trying to introduce May.
Is it... What's May again?
Well, it's just... It's like... well, it's a mate that I really like. But bae stands for before anyone else, doesn't it?
So, we've been through this before though, Sam.
Yes. I know it doesn't add up, but I just think it's a nice
little
touch.
Don't you remember? Because you, M-A-E, yeah? Mate anyone else? No. It's mate before anyone else.
But it's a play...
My bae.
It's a play on words.
My bae.
It's a play...
My bae.
No, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm doing is be like, right, bae, that's safe for, you know, like your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Got ya.
Right, whereas I think, hey... You're my mate, quite like you. You're my mate.
But this is the thing. That is the kind of thing that would catch on. And this is what I'm
desperately trying to get it
and
to catch on.
And I don't understand. I will try and start using May for you, just for you, mate. But, May. Hey, there you are.
There you are.
Slipping in.
Yep.
But I don't understand how these things work and they develop. And, like, people text me with things. Or they drop words into language. Particularly, like, I have friends who are from, like, East London and Essex and stuff.
Okay.
And they use all of these words. I'm just like, what is chungalung peng? Or like...
Right, well, I don't know what chungalung peng is.
Like, all of this stuff they throw at me. And do you know what... And I was thinking maybe you could help me, because you're a bit more like, oh, I like house music, I'm cool.
Are you kidding? I'll take that, but...
You're in comparison to me.
Okay, right, okay, yeah, that's true.
If we're looking in the grand scheme of things, we're both incredibly uncool.
Yes.
But in comparison to me... Hanging out with Alan Rickman brass band girl.
Oh, come on, I don't think that's fair. I think a lot of people say that's quite cool to hang out with Alan Rickman.
Is it?
I will get to my Harry Potter story because I think it's quite cool.
All right, we'll do that.
At some point, yeah. Stay tuned.
But I thought you could help me out with this because you're slightly more with it. And the reason I thought you was because last week, me and Sam were texting, and like I said, I couldn't come in because I had a really sore throat, which I've still got, by the way, thanks for asking.
No one asked.
And shut up. And you sent me a text and it said TBF. Okay?
Right.
And basically I was reading it out to my friends because they were with me like, don't go, you're too ill, you're too ill. So
right,
I was reading out your
text.
That's
nice of them, isn't it?
Oh no, they were being so sweet. And I was reading out your text because...
Were you kind of... Because I have to say in that text conversation, you were very... You were like, I'm ill, but I really want to still do it.
Yeah.
I still want to do the show. And I was thinking, well, if you really wanted to do the show... You wouldn't even have texted me.
Yeah, I did not want to do it. Okay. Next time, just be honest. Don't. I'm such a liar. I can't help it. I just constantly lie all the time. I'm horrendous. But you were texting me. You also did not want to do it because of your dissertation.
True.
And you did the exact same thing.
We'll edit this bit out of the podcast.
And that is what me and my friends were laughing about. Because right. I was like, because I was trying to be all like, oh, but we could. Trying to get you to say, oh, no, I'm busy.
Right, okay.
And you were doing the exact same thing back to me. And we were just laughing at it. And they were like, just say it to him. And I was like, no, I can't lose now. He has to say we're not doing it. And so I was reading it out to them. And when I read out TBF...
Right.
I said... And I was just reading it and I was like... Da, da, da.
Get the text up now.
All right, I'll get the text
get
up.
Get the text.
So I read the whole thing. And like, oh, it's just... It's not that bad. It's like similar to... I now know what TBF means.
It's an acronym, isn't it?
Yeah.
For a very famous phrase. And I'm not going to reveal it because I feel like it might ruin your punchline. But I feel
literally,
like everybody at home...
It's not that good.
Everyone at home will know exactly what TBF is.
I mean, I don't know why I can't find it. Oh, yeah. Okay, so... Okay, shall we leave it? We could both do without TBF and this is an excuse.
Oh, right, okay.
So that's what you said.
Yes.
And I was reading out to my friends. We were all having a bit of a laugh. And I went, okay, shall we leave it? We could both do without it, to be frank. And this is an excuse. And they all went, so did he just say, what? And I was like, TBF, to be frank. And they're like, no. To be fair, Lucy. And I was like, what? To be frank.
No.
And they were like, who says to be frank under the age of 50?
Exactly.
Like, and I was like, is that not what it is? And then one of them just went, Luce, do you know what peng means? And I was
right,
like,
okay.
And then my mind, ever since, I've just been worried that I've been saying everything wrong.
Right, so give me some examples. Right, peng, do you know what it means?
No.
Right, as far as I'm aware, peng, if I was to say like, oh, I mean, I perhaps wouldn't say this, but well, I wouldn't say it. But if I was to say, Luce, you look peng, he'd be like, you look attractive.
Okay,
so girl walks down the street,
yeah.
I might say, or maybe she might say it about me, he looks peng.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
I mean, there's piff.
Piff, don't know piff myself, but...
And there's some words that, like, I've... Because they've been around a while.
Right.
I get the general idea,
okay.
But I don't know specifically what they mean. So,
right.
Ream.
Ream.
I get the general idea of ream,
okay.
But I don't know exactly what it means.
I don't think... I mean, Joey Essex is the expert if you want to try and get Joey on the phone, but it's along the lines of good, isn't it? Simply.
Well, is it just a positive word?
Yeah, but I think ream tends to, although it, yeah, positive is the kind of overall meaning of it, I think it tends to work best when you're talking about the way something looks.
Yeah.
So that cake looks ream, your hair looks ream. Does that make sense? Rather than just positive.
So it's to do with aesthetics?
Yes.
Why don't they just say aesthetically pleasing? I know what that means.
I see what you're saying.
Well, the last one that's like, there is one other that's been kind of bothering me, but it's a little bit rude. And I know you don't like me doing rudies.
I don't like you doing rudies.
But basically, there's a thing that a particular group of guys I know talk about people choding out.
Right, I have no idea what choding out means.
And, like, choding out, and, yeah, like, in the club, oh, mate, he choded out on me and stuff. And I know that chode is the slang term for...
Do we have to do this?
...that thing. Urban Dictionary, if you don't know what it means.
Yes, well done, Lucy.
But they're not using it in that context, and I don't understand any of these words, and I'm feeling really old, and I'm leaving uni soon, and I feel like I need to recapture my youth by learning some words.
I'm going to teach you some words now if you fancy it.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Right, we'll turn it into a game, because like everything we do here, it has to be a game. Okay, but I've got 10 words.
Why is everything a game?
It's for the radio.
Oh, radio.
Exactly.
Woo!
So I've got 10 words that the kids are using, some of them I'm not even using. Lucy, I want you to put them in context.
Okay.
If you can. And
all right.
We'll see how you do out of 10. Of course, game comes with music.
You love a game that puts me on the spot, don't you?
Yes, I do. Okay, welcome to Lucy Gets Down With The Kids. We'll start you off, Lucy, with an easy one. One that you've already talked about, but because it's on the list and I don't have the internet in front of me, we have to go with it anyway.
Hooray!
Bay. Can you put bay into a sentence and explain what it means?
Okay. Into a sentence. Bay, black sheep. Bay,
take it seriously.
The noise a sheep makes.
No, that's bar. You already know what bay means, right?
Okay,
I
know what bay means.
You do know what bay means.
Bay means before anyone else. So, Sam, you're my bay.
Thank you, mate. Right, tick. And you also get an extra point there for being nice.
Thank you.
Manners cost nothing. Number two, thought.
You what?
Do you want me to spell that? Thought.
Is that T-H-O-T?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, God, that guy walking past looks really thought today. So that's someone, definition, someone who is hot but quite thin. Very slim person.
But that's a better definition than a real one.
Is that not it?
No. It's an acronym. That might help.
Oh, too hot on talcum powder.
No.
No? Close?
It's a bit of a rudy, and I hate to do this, but it stands for that hoe over there. Yes, but apparently kids are using it.
Oh my God, I'm totally using that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
that is something that girls would quite like to use, I imagine, when they're talking about, you know, other girls they don't get on with. Is that fair?
Not just girls, anybody.
Well, no, I'd be quite uncomfortable using that, to be honest.
Thought.
Yes.
It's quite a pleasing word to say. Thought. I quite like it.
I suppose it is, yeah. Okay, so you didn't get that one right. So you're 2-0 at the moment. Although you're not playing anybody. You're 2 points out of possible three.
Me against the kids.
You against... No, well, the kids, they get 10 out of 10, so you don't want to take the kids on.
True.
Number three. It's quite an American one, this one.
Uh-huh.
Ratchet.
Ratchet?
Ratchet.
Nurse Ratchet is a character in... Oh, God.
Is she?
In... Oh, my God, this is embarrassing.
Is this why the kids...
One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, or am I completely getting that mixed up?
I don't even know what that is. The kids aren't using Ratchet for that reason, are they?
I mean, that's the only Ratchet I've ever heard of. And I can't... I think it's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but I might have completely got that mixed up with... It might be a sitcom or something, I can't remember. But that's the only Ratchet I know.
That's incorrect.
Really?
Ratchet basically means being badly behaved or dodgy looking, or like if you was to say, oh, that guy's a ratchet, you'd just be like, oh, you won't go near him.
Okay, but is it in a kind of like admiring, cool way? Like if there's, you know, like the class clown or whatever at school is normally a bit like naughty and always in detention.
Yeah.
Would you be like, oh, they're a ratchet? Or is it more like, oh, shit, he looks dodgy? Oh, I swore. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I'm getting with the kids. I'm getting with the kids.
Exactly. The kids.
Sorry.
Well, they don't tend to swear, do they, kids?
I'm feeling in the zone. I'm being a bit of a ratchet. I'm being a bit of a ratchet.
I've never heard this used. So this simply was taken from the internet. And apparently it just means somebody badly behaved or dodgy looking. So.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think it is a good thing at all.
So it is more like, whoa, stay away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four, a word you will be familiar with, but it's the context that it's used in. Shade.
Shade. What is this? Literally, they're just... That's a word. That means something. All right, shade. Shade. That girl's hair is well shade. And it's someone with hair that comes over their eyes, like a quite big puffy hair, so that their eyes are always shielded from
right.
the sun.
Okay, so they're casting shade upon their face.
Yep.
Due to their hairstyle. Incorrect.
That hair is shade. Look at that thought. Her hair is shade. What a ratchet.
You're so far off with that one. Basically, throwing shade, does that help if I was to say...
Literally, do you use this word?
Or you got shaded. No, I've never used it in my life.
What?
But if I was to say, right, I'm throwing shade, that
is
means
it like it's... throwing shapes?
No.
But where you... Oh, no, I know this! It's where... So someone's throwing shapes, yeah? And you're behind them mirroring them.
No, incorrect.
And you're just... You know in the club when you copy someone because they look funny? Do you ever do that?
Yeah, it's a horrible thing to do. You shouldn't do that. If someone's having a good dance, why? Who are you to tell them that their dance moves aren't very good?
But no, normally I'm copying them in kind of an admiring way because I hate people that just go to clubs and like, oh yeah, I'm gonna stand here and just kind of wiggle a bit. And
exactly.
Be serious.
So then why take the mic?
I join in. No, I don't take the mic. I join in. Some of my friends can be a bit boring in clubs, so I go off with these people and I'm like, yeah, and I shade behind them.
Okay. That's all right then.
And then we all join in.
Because I'm a big believer, if you're in a club, dance. What's the...
Oh, God, no, I don't take the mic.
Still?
No, I hate the mic to stand still. Oh, no, I go mental in clubs, like dance-wise.
Good for
not,
you.
Like, yeah. I'm not a ratchet or anything.
Good. And you're not throwing shade over the people that are dancing, are you?
What does it mean?
If I was to throw shade, if I was to say, Lucy, stop taking the mic about people who dance in clubs, I'll be throwing shade at you. It means I'm kicking off. Throwing shade basically means creating atmosphere. Or if I was to get shaded, it means somebody's had a go at me.
Well, there's something kind of Shakespearean about that. I quite like that.
Ooh. I think we can keep that one.
Keep thought and shade, they're staying.
Yeah, you keep a list of the ones that you're going to start using.
Thought, shade.
Preferably not on this show, though. Number five, turnt.
You're literally making these up.
Turnt? No, this one's been used in a Miley Cyrus song.
Oh, well, that helps me, doesn't it? I'm
Which
such a big Miley fan.
Which will never get played on this station.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Well, that's Taylor Swift. Different American artist.
Always get it mixed up. So, turnt.
Turnt. T-U-R-N-T.
Is
Any ideas?
I mean, I'm actually going to have a proper guess.
Go on.
Is it be like... turned around, so like, is it turn it mushed together It's like, turn it around. But instead of that, because that sounds a bit like, you know, cha-cha slide, a bit more turned around. No. So getting rid of an unnecessary syllable.
No.
I literally have no idea.
If me and you were to get turnt now...
I mean, it sounds too much like turd, but carry on.
Means basically we just get a rave on. If we're getting turnt, you get maybe get a little bit tipsy.
What's the...
Getting ravy.
What's the etymology of that word?
Turnt?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's
the etymology?
Well, I'm trying to educate you on street language, and it sounds like you need to educate me on, like, normal people language.
I just mean, like, how's that word come about? How's it developed? Because most of the others I can kind of understand where
okay,
it's come from.
Right, okay.
Like, shade, I can kind of get that.
Right.
Because you're kicking off dark, casting
yes,
an atmospheric
of course,
shadow.
Yeah.
Turnt. What? Literally don't get it.
See, I think...
Yeah.
Well, no. I think it might be something to do with the next one. Okay.
Oh, okay. Bring it.
Okay. But that's the only kind of connection I can that's the only connection I can see.
Okay.
So number six is tup.
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 Tup. Can I just keep saying it? Tup. What? Tup. Is that... Oh, actually, that might be... Even if it doesn't mean this, I might start using this for this. I'm just going to go to the loo's and tup my face.
Oh, that's
so, like, touching your makeup up.
That would be perfect.
Wouldn't
that should
lovely?
Actually exist.
Yeah, I'm going to start using it for that, unless it means something really bad.
Right, so tup staying.
Tup, I like that. Yeah, because, like, I'm always, you know, tupping my lipstick and my foundation up. That's a great one.
But that's not what I've got it here.
It doesn't mean something really bad. So if I say to someone, I'm going to go tup my face, they're not going to be like,
mean,
what the fuck?
No, doesn't mean anything bad.
What does it mean?
Turn up. Turn it up.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That mine's much better.
Yeah, no, stock, use it. The same way I'm trying to kick off Bay. Sorry, May. Yeah.
Get it right. All right, tap my face.
Are we going to carry on, do you think?
No, this is killing me.
We'll do one more, because this one I'm interested
right,
in.
Give us the last one and I'll get it right. Come on.
Poss.
Poss. Poss.
Any idea?
Poss. It's an incomplete posse.
It's good, but it's incorrect.
Ah.
P-O-S
yep.
stands for... It's when the kids are on Facebook, right? And they're messaging each other.
Point of sticking? Sticking point?
No. It means parents over shoulder. So if me and you are having a Facebook conversation, and I was like, P-O-S, it means stop right here because we cannot go on.
Oh my God, that's amazing!
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? These
I
kids are quite
that.
Clever.
That's evil. They're little evil geniuses.
I found that on a parenting website that said, look out for POS.
Whoa.
It means your kids are up to no good.
What little ratchets.
Exactly.
Oh.
Are you going to use any of them? You said tup. You've now
tup.
Created your own meaning
Got
for...
Got my own meaning. Touching your makeup up. Thot. That hoe over there.
Yep.
Brilliant. Love
That's
it.
That's happening.
And shade.
You're going to keep shade as well.
I quite like shade. Shakespearean. Love it.
We're kind of making a habit of doing things on this show that will never, ever come back. And I think that one will go down in, you know, that'll be put in that category of never to be done on this show ever again. Is that okay?
We'll just let it die.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't shade on me, though, Sam. Don't shade.
I'm not shading on you.
Stop
I'm shading
on
this whole item.
Do you mind if we play a song so I can nip out and tup my face?
I like that. That's good.
Thanks, mate.
We'll play everything,
Thanks,
everything.
Mate.
A song that is going to define this summer.
Oh, yeah?
Absolute summer in the space of 3.5 minutes. Check this out. It's called Distant Past. It's everything, everything on FUBAR Radio.
Drag my tongue across the sand, so happy just to crawl across the land. Soon I'll be the best around. I'm gonna keep my plunder underground. Hard flesh, cold against the rain, dust billowing around my brazen brain. Saw off all my stinking limbs, blood dripping down my sunken monkey chin.
Baby, can you leave it?
Distant past.
Baby, can you leave it?
Distant past.
Distant past. Take me to the distant past. I want to go there.
Distant past.
Save me from the distant past. I want to survive.
Distant past.
Take me to the distant past. I want.
like George, but you'll never be passing it on. Plug hole down the drain you go. Your body never made it past the snow cave. Nine fangs about my throat. You're bleeding over Eden like a goat. Tall blade drifted in every field. I'm booming like a fuming human shield. Baby, can you lead it in the distant past? Baby, can you lead it in the distant past?
Everything with Distant Past, which ended suddenly and caught me out. But it's good, that.
I loved that.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Best song on the show, apart from 99 Souls.
Of course. But I kind of think that if we were to ever replace 99 Souls, something like Distant Past from Everything would be the perfect replacement.
It feels like a mashup of both the kind of music that we like. Like, it kind of, the vocals sounded a bit like the kind of thing I like kind of more indie poppy stuff, which I'm not saying you don't like, but it's more my thing.
Of course.
But then it had, you know, the beat and the, oh my God, and the stuff going on and all the noises, which actually I thought was you out there.
Really?
Listen to that track again in your headphones or something at some point, and there's like a noise in the background. I don't know if it was someone like shouting or calling. I wasn't paying that much attention. I thought you were standing in the hallway shouting at me, and I thought you were calling me to come out, and I was just like, nah. I'm comfy. We're going to stay here.
Well, you were actually working, weren't you, during that song? You were preparing something, because this next bit requires all kinds of research on your part.
Research, knowledge, just facts, you know.
Well, basically journalism. I think that's what they call it.
I think it's a very particular kind of journalism.
Yes.
Very important, very difficult, some would say, but, you know, I'm up to the challenge.
Well, do you know what once was said to me? I study journalism, effectively, at university, mm-hmm. and one of my tutors once said to me, it may not be news journalism, but this journalism we're talking about, you can't take lightly. It is serious, serious journalism. And are you ready with your serious journalism?
Oh, I'm more than ready.
That's right, it is time for Lucy's Sports Report. It's a Sunday evening, the whole weekend was filled with sports, a massive weekend for sports. Very disappointing we couldn't do this last week because, of course, it was the Masters. I know you were all about the golf.
Me and the golf, mate. Oh, I love hitting them bumpy balls.
Jordan Spieth, just 21, Luce, winning the Masters.
Good old Spiethy, he hits them balls. And he hits them less than anyone else, which therefore makes him better.
Well, I mean, that's why we employ everybody.
Oosh.
The Masters, though, was last weekend. We are talking about this very weekend. Lucy, what the hell is going on?
Well, I mean, Silver may have broken cheekbone.
Come on.
Sorry, what?
Sports.
Football. Full time. Aston Villa 2, Liverpool 1. Liverpool are pissed off because their men would be better than Aston Villa. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, Aston Villa going into the FA Cup final now.
Oh, I like the look of this one. It's got funny names in it. In European football news, Tuchel to replace Klopp at Dortmund.
Okay, so do you know what that's all about?
Not a clue! Right. Full time, Newcastle 1, Tottenham 3. They're about the same in as far as I know. Tottenham better be better?
Yes, they are, yes.
Well, then they did well, didn't they? No surprises there.
Do we know the scorers in that particular game?
No!
I'm sure you can find that out, though, couldn't
you? Right, tell you what, give me another sport. I can do any sport you want.
I mean, the F1's gone on this weekend. F1. Any F1 news, please?
F1. Let me just get my thoughts together. Hamilton won the car. He had the fastest car of the day, but not as fast as my little 4K outside. That's a speedy little thing down there.
Wow, come on.
I can take Hamilton any day. Apparently, Eccleston has said that F1 is too expensive. I can only assume that's Christopher Eccleston.
There you are. Luciana Gray's insight into the world of sport.
Thank you very much.
That will be... I mean, is there enough sport that we could do that again today? Because that is probably my favourite bit of the show.
I can probably think of at least 3 more sports.
Okay.
I know that sounds a lot, but like, I'm really good on sport. I genuinely think I can think of 3 more. There's horse riding.
Yes.
Rock climbing.
Right.
And archery.
And, and this weekend that's just been, that's been a big weekend for those sports?
Not particularly, but they are.
No, but that's what we're after.
That
though,
is not what I said. I said I can name 3 more sports, and I just did that. No,
the idea with your sports report is that you come on here and say, "Whoa, Sam, it's been a massive weekend for sports."
Yeah, but what if it hasn't? That's a lie. I can't lie to you. You told me pretty much every show that I need to lie less.
That's true. I don't like lying.
I am a liar, and you're... so honest, bluntly honest, some might say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. If there hasn't been much rock climbing news going on, I'm not going to make it up. I'm not going to sit here and make up sports news, because that is against my credibility as a bona fide sports journalist.
Pick sports that have been going on this weekend,
But they're all boring. I don't... Well, this is the thing. Cricket, don't like it. Rugby, don't like it.
Yeah, but these are
rugby
important.
U, what's that all
rugby
about?
Rugby Union.
Oh, don't like that. Rugby L, I assume I don't
rugby
like that.
Rugby League.
Tennis, it's really boring. Golf, don't even get me started. I hate that so much.
You love it. You
athletics, no.
Right, okay, so in your next sports report, can I have an update in the cricket?
Oh, no, please. Don't make me.
I also want to know what's been going on with the rugby this weekend as well.
Can I ask a quick question about cricket?
If you want to. I mean, you're the expert.
Yeah,
though,
no. This isn't for me. This is for people at home that might not know. Yeah. It's just, I mean, I know. Obviously, I know. In cricket, you know, you've got one team hitting the ball. And one team throwing the ball.
Well, they do take turns, effectively.
This is what I'm about to ask you. Okay. This is my question. Because rounders, I totally get that game. I used to play county rounders.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you, please. With cricket, how many times does he throw a ball before they swap?
That, I think, depends on the particular discipline in cricket.
Oh, because it's not like a rugby L, rugby U, is it?
Well, no, in cricket, yeah, there's different forms of the game. So you've got test cricket, you've got 2020 cricket. So 2020 is 20 overs of cricket. 6 balls in an over.
This is why I don't like cricket. I remember someone trying to tell me this and I was like, yeah, I don't like cricket. This is why I like football. I do like football and I know my stuff, clearly.
Well,
Silver may have broken his cheekbone, breaking news.
Yes, that's a Man City player, David Silver. Right.
I know, yep.
Yes,
knew that.
You knew that, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. City. Okay. Ooh, bring on the Blues.
Well done, yes.
Thank you. Man City or Man U, mate? Which do you prefer?
Well, neither my team, but...
Well, are you Stoke?
I personally don't play for Stoke, but that's support, yes.
You don't play for Stoke? I know you don't play for Stoke.
Okay, well, the way you said it, are you Stoke?
Stop shading on me. Stoke. Can you just stop shading on me?
I will stop shading on you. And I will turn journalist right now, if that's okay. I'm going to move things on.
I feel like my journalism was really good. And I don't think, and I know exactly what you mean by your journalism. And I think everyone's probably already guessed what it is, because we try and do this every week. And every week, you are rubbish at this, Sam.
Can I take listeners behind the scenes?
Go on, then.
I was writing this today, and I was thinking, do you know what? This is a really good bit. Mm-hmm. Like, there's loads of shows doing weird news. But yeah. This is a really clever way to do it. It's shoehorning in weird news, but it's creative. Sam, what a brilliant idea. You know, stories from around the world in 80 seconds. It's a play on words.
Was it your idea?
Yes. A lot of the ideas on the show... No, okay. You came up with Celebrity Chop.
Yeah.
That's now gone.
And what's Look Into the Weekend?
Right, that's not
going to happen. Naughty,
naughty tune. Have you got that today? Have you got Look Into the Weekend?
I have actually, Mr. Hutt. I actually have got it ready on my iPad. And also, Naughty, naughty tune was my idea.
Okay. You also had an idea when I grew up. We haven't done that on the show for weeks.
We did it every week for like 2 months, but then...
Do you remember that? Do you remember that was at a time when we cared, wasn't it?
I still care, just not when I'm not here.
Yeah, that's true.
When I walk into the studio, Miss Professional, right? Outside of this studio, I forget you exist.
Okay, fair enough. It's a similar thing on my part.
Yeah.
But that's why we don't have any guests anymore.
Yeah.
And the show is about to be cancelled. There you have it.
What a downer, mate.
Yeah. Anyway.
Are you going to take us around the world in 80 seconds or not?
I'm going to try. We will start in Oklahoma, that is in America, where a pair of roommates from the city Tulsa have ended up stabbing each other after arguing about which is better, Apple or Android. One of the pair is believed to have hit the other with a glass bottle, and both involved are thought to now be okay. Don't worry. Staying in America but heading to Idaho, where two parrots have been rescued from a fire after shouting, "Help! Fire!"
The screams pirates or parrots?
Parrots.
Okay, sorry, carry on.
Parrots. The screams of help led fire crews to believe that there was people trapped inside the birding house, but of course, got in there, they realised they were parrots. No people were found inside the house, and the fire is now being investigated.
80 seconds, come on.
In Peru, a woman has tied her husband after he kept trying to run away. Pablo Tamirez, 86, was allegedly treated as like a prisoner for around 2 years in the small village of the I Can't Say. Officials acted on rumours and found him in a weak and bewildered state. No. His wife, though, claimed he was a prisoner in his own home for his own good.
Awesome.
And in Belgium, zebras are on the loose in the capital city, Brussels. That was today's Around the World in 80 Seconds. More of the same sometime next week.
Right. I'm going to say something now.
Go on.
Now, Lucy's Sports News, yeah?
Lucy's Sports Report. Okay. Yeah, I name the features on this show.
Like, I'm going to say it now. I think we all know. It's a bit of fun.
Yes.
Bit of fun. We'll have a laugh. Oh, Lucy doesn't know much about sport.
Well, no, you know a lot. That's why we do it.
In it good. Ha, ha, ha. Around the World in 80 Seconds. You actually are trying. You're actually trying to make it good, and every time you fail.
There's a good idea in there somewhere.
Do you think Vanilla Fudge and Moira Stewart would go on air, yeah?
Yeah.
And not be able to read one of the village names in a top news broadcast?
I suppose not. But
give it here.
What, you going to do it?
I
right,
want to...
let's see if you can do this in 80 seconds.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how the bed works? You have to pause and let it build and then you start, okay?
I mean, I'll do my best.
For 1 week only.
Yeah.
Mm. Or perhaps if you nail it in one, forever, we'll live happily ever after with you doing Around the World in 80 seconds, but that remains to be seen. For now, for 1 week only, Luciana Gray takes us around the world in 80 seconds.
In Oklahoma, America, a pair of roommates from the city Tulsa ended up stabbing each other after arguing about which was better, Apple or Android. One of the pairs also believed to have hit the other with a glass bottle. Both involved are thought to be okay now. Staying in America, but heading on to Idaho. Two parrots have been rescued from a fire by shouting, "Help! Fire!" The screams of help led fire crews to believe there were people trapped inside the burning house. No people were found inside, and the cause of the fire is currently being investigated. Moving on to Peru. A woman has tied her husband up after he kept trying to run away. Pablo Tamirez Caracilla, 86, was allegedly treated like a prisoner for around 2 years in the small village of Huayan. Officials acted on rumours and found him in a weak and bewildered state. And finally, moving on to Belgium, my favourite story of the day. Zebras are on the loose in the capital, Brussels. Three of the black and white animals were first seen at the Van Praat Tunnel, and police believe they escaped from a local zebra ranch. Confused onlookers snapped many images and videos of the zebras as they pranced around the city. However, police have confirmed they have now been caught. I've been Lucy Gray, and I've been taking you around the world in 80 seconds. Have a lovely day.
I'm just going to ignore that. I don't really want to talk about it. It's quite good, actually, Luce.
Thanks, Sam.
The only issue is, I mean, you could start doing Around the World in 80 Seconds.
Yep.
Each week, but then you'd be doing two news reports, one sports-based, one news-based each show. Would that sound right?
I mean, I'm okay with that.
I could do the sports report if you want.
No, because then we'd both be doing it well. Because if I take actual news, which I'm actually good at and like, and you take sport news, which you're actually good at and like,
yeah,
then this is just turning into an actual radio show.
And we definitely don't want that.
We definitely don't want this to be an actual radio show.
So I'll carry on doing Around the World in 80 Seconds, and you carry on doing the sport. How's that sound?
I just feel... Throw that in your face.
Okay.
I've proven myself.
All right, be like that.
Oosh.
Okay. I'm on a right downer after that. Can't believe it.
Oh, can we play a song, mate?
We'll play a song, but I need to talk to you about this song first. What I need you to do...
I'm assuming, yet again, it's not one of my songs then.
We're not playing any of your songs today.
Why? I gave you some good ones.
Yeah, but can I be honest?
What?
It was like 4 o'clock. It was 2 hours before the show, and I thought, I am not looking on the internet for Lawson. It's just not worth it.
No, that one wasn't.
No. We are playing one of your songs in a bit.
Is it the... Which one?
We're going to play Nero, a song that we have already played on the show, but you don't pay any attention.
You're not playing Florence and the Machine's new song?
You didn't put that on your list.
I did!
I can have a look in the system for it. I can try.
Thanks. Carry on then, go on, chat about your music.
Okay. No, you need to listen to this. I want you to take...
Shaded on me the whole time.
I'm not shading on you.
Such a little ratchet.
What I need you to do is pay real close attention to the lyrics of this song, because it's given me an idea for a new feature, okay?
Ooh, new feature?
Potentially. So during this next song, it's by Omi. It's going to be a number one, I promise you.
You said that about 99 Souls, mate, in January.
And that will be a number one record.
It's April and it hasn't happened.
Cheerleader may well be number one already. I'll have to check.
Okay.
But it will be at some point number one, if not this week, next week.
Right.
Okay.
I'm trusting you.
It's by Omi. It's called Cheerleader. And what I need you to do is take notes of the lyrics as you go through the song. I'll give you a pen.
Thanks.
There you are. Do you need some paper? Pen?
Yeah, I chucked all my paper at you in defiance. Because I feel like I haven't been being appreciated.
There's some paper. Okay.
Right.
Listen to Omi. Right. Write down some lyrics.
Yep.
And then expect a new feature on the other side, all right?
Got ya.
It's Cheerleader on FUBAR.
Yeah, 'cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic.
isn't it?
I love it.
Omi and Cheerleader. Another one that's going to be massive this summer, I think.
I like the use of the trumpet.
It's good, isn't it? Been number one in about 78 different countries in Europe.
Is it number one here?
I don't know. Should I have a look now?
Yeah, go on, have a look. Because it sounds like the kind of thing people are into at the moment.
Yes,
and like
very much
pre-summer,
so.
Kind of getting ready. Yeah, I can see that happening.
Right.
Just a little update. The thing that I thought was out of my eye.
Right. It's still in there.
Like, in fact, it's worse. And now when I look at you, I see a white line going across your face. So, just keeping you all updated, really, on that.
Omi and Cheerleader is not number one.
Is it not? Is it?
It's number two.
Oh, what's at number one?
A song by Wiz Khalifa called See You Again, which I believe is a tribute to the... oh, this is awful that I forgot his name, but the Fast and Furious actor who's died.
Oh, okay.
Paul...
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but the Fast and Furious film's out at the moment. That song is on the soundtrack. It's a tribute to the actor's name. Yeah, no idea.
Apologies. Sincerous apologies on both our parts.
Definitely. Paul Walker.
The Cheerleader will... I feel like that will bump up to number one next week or maybe the week after.
What do you think? Right, although it's a great song and the trumpet's great...
It's cute.
How do you feel about the message? It's about meeting a cheerleader, isn't it?
She walks like a model and all that kind of stuff. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle.
Yes.
I don't know. It is a bit like, I found this girl.
She's a cheerleader.
She's a cheerleader and it's kind of, she's very the kind of stereotypical patriarchal woman.
Like, I love the sound of it, right?
Yeah.
I'm just not sure about the message of the lyric.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's a bit of it's a bad metaphor. My mum, though, absolutely loves this song.
Oh, does she?
She loves it.
She an Omi fan?
Well, she didn't know who Omi was until about a week ago.
Don't think anyone else did.
Exactly. And then she heard my sister playing it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Something that I don't know how to do. My sister's all about Spotify.
What, you don't know how Spotify works?
No.
You're an idiot.
Still don't have Spotify.
I don't have it. I just use other people's. Same as Netflix. I just use other people's.
But as I say, my mum and my sister, big fans of Omi.
Right. So she loves this song.
She does. She's very much aware of it. Because that's crucial for what's about to come to next. My mum knows this song and is aware of it.
Right.
However, I thought I could pull apart the lyrics by trying to... Basically, this is my idea for a new feature.
Okay, I'm excited.
The first song we've used for this feature is Omi's Cheerleader.
Great choice.
But this, if you like it, Luce, this could be something regular. The idea is, you call somebody, or in this case, I call somebody. Perhaps we could both call somebody.
Uh-huh.
And we've got to have a conversation with them that... Well, it follows the same storyline of a certain song.
Okay.
So what I've done is I've called my mum, who is an Omi Cheerleader fan, and I've pretty much told the same story that Omi tells during Cheerleader, to see how long it can take before she realises I'm simply quoting lyrics.
Oh my god, amazing!
So, I've already pre-recorded the call, but we'll play it now, and I think we'll ding every time I get some lyrics in, okay?
Yeah, you got your dinger.
I've got my... Yeah, so I made this call at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, when you were probably in the pub drinking, and I was busy, you know, working on the show.
What, 3 o'clock today?
3 o'clock today.
Yeah, I was driving up here from Brighton in the traffic, so...
Okay, so weren't in the pub.
Let's keep the antagonism down a little bit.
Okay, all right, okay. Well,
I did nip into the pub for a coffee, but that's by the by.
You ready with your ding sound effect?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, this is what happened when I phoned my mum earlier on.
Hello?
Hello, all right.
Are you at work still?
No, I'm at Foobar now.
You're at Foobar?
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Well, not really. I'm in a shop with a lot of loud music at Freeport.
Oh, so you can't speak?
What time are you finishing?
Well, I'm at Foobar till 8 with the show.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah. No,
can you speak
quickly?
Yeah.
No, with you?
Yeah, all right. I feel a little bit rough today.
Little bit?
Rough today.
Did you have a barbecue?
Well, they ended up going out in the end.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. In fact...
Dad said you might be having a barbecue, you see.
Yeah, I mean, it started like that. We did eat... it was an indoor barbecue. We had, like, sausages on the grill. And then, ended up going out.
Where did you go?
Well, just to Trinity and Harrow, which I didn't think was very good, but, you know, it's all right.
Mate, none of
I even met
lyrics.
A girl.
You didn't?
I did, yeah.
Okay. She nice?
Yeah, she's really nice. She, like, walked like a model.
Ding!
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
where's she living?
Well, she goes our uni. In fact, she's a cheerleader at our uni. Never come across her before.
And she took what at your uni, sorry?
A cheerleader.
Cheerleader?
Which is why I guess she walks...
As well.
Yeah, she walks like a model.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like some genie's granted all my wishes in this one girl.
Really?
Yeah, and then this other girl come along, right? And I mean, this was after I was speaking to that girl, and she says to me, "Do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty?"
Oh.
And I said, "No, not really."
Oh, Sam. Wasn't she?
Just all right, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, then obviously I had that cheerleader.
So did she seem interested?
The cheerleader?
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I've got a number, put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, I'll be seeing the cheerleader again.
Did you say, "Can I see you again"?
Not in that voice, because that'll put her right off.
Oh, I thought that was my sexiest voice then.
No.
No, but she seemed interested, so that's good.
It is, yeah. It's good. Oh. Right, Anne. I'll probably ring you again after the show. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, that's lovely. Is she blonde or brunette?
Yeah, I think looking at her, she had kind of roots. So although she's blonde, I think naturally she's brunette.
Yeah. But, you never know. Watch this space.
No, yeah.
Could be the start of something beautiful in Harrow.
I found myself a cheerleader.
Hey, yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Oh, I'm going to play that later now.
Right, I'll see you later.
Alright.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. There you are. I found myself a cheerleader.
You made me cry.
What do you reckon? I didn't get as many lyrics in as I might have wanted to.
I counted 12, mate. I'm pretty impressed. That's not bad.
Do you think my mum knew?
No, I don't think she did, bless her.
Do you know, I was convinced when I was doing that, I was thinking, bloody hell, she's already, I'm 90 seconds in, she's already foiled me. Until I then started to actually sing it, and that was the only point that she thought, oh yeah, there is a relation. So I managed to get in quite a lot of lyrics there, didn't I?
I think that's pretty impressive. And I love how normal your mum was with that conversation.
She thought that was normal.
Yeah, that's adorable. And I love how it was just like, oh, you think she's interested? That's adorable.
Do you know what? Straight after I got off the phone with her then,
yeah.
I had to then call her back on my mobile and say, "Hi, you all right? Did you know what has just happened?" And she was like, "What do you mean? We've just got off the phone." And I said, "No, that bit that I've just done for the show." And she was like, "What are you on about?" And I said, "That is all made up."
You know? She didn't realise.
She was like, and then in the end she was like, "So did you meet a girl or..."
Oh!
Yeah. I didn't actually meet a cheerleader. And in that time, it was literally about 30 seconds we were off the phone, she'd already told my grandma that I've met a new girl.
Seriously?
Yes.
It's spread around the whole Hutt family.
Yeah.
Like wildfire. So they're all expecting some blonde girl with brunette roots.
Yes.
Who's the cheerleader and walks like a model to come home with you.
And grants my wishes.
Oh, bless her.
Can that come back? We need a name for it, perhaps, but I think we could do that again.
We need a name. I think you should challenge me next time.
Right.
We take it in turns.
Okay.
You give me a song. You can pick it, because I'm kind
of
like that.
Okay, wow. So you were laughing along at mine, but were you thinking the whole way through, I could do this better?
Yeah, definitely. It was another Round the World in 80 Seconds moment. Give me a song. I've got to beat 12 lyrics.
Okay.
And I will work out someone to call as well.
Okay.
I'm open to suggestions at FUBAR Radio if you have any suggestions of who you'd like me to call. I mean, it could be a business, like I can call up a company or something.
Okay.
It can be a friend, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can give Alan Rickman a call.
Right.
I mean, I probably shouldn't.
Well, who would you like to call? Because then I'll judge the question upon.
I like the idea of calling like a business or a company or something.
Okay, as if they're taking an order.
Yeah, like as if they like maybe a complaints hotline or something.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
We'd then have to try and find a song that works for that particular business, wouldn't we?
I've had an idea.
Okay. Go on.
You know, but it's this very old song.
Okay.
But, you know, we are never getting back together. We are never,
right,
ever,
right, Swifty.
Ever.
I wouldn't say that's that old. In the history of music, that's relatively new.
Not. I'm not saying it like a Baroque song or anything.
Okay.
How about I do that Swifty song
to
a complaints line? Because that's like angry at you. I'm really angry at you and all of this stuff.
Right.
We're never getting back together. Like I said, I'm never using their company again.
Okay.
What do you think about that
context? Have a quick look now, right, at the Swifty lyrics for Never Getting Back Together and just throw a few at me that you think we could use.
Because, I mean, I don't know them by heart.
Everything we do on the show, does it have to have a name? Because I really can't think of a name for this bit.
I can't think of a name for it either.
Maybe it doesn't need one. We just do this thing on the show where we ring people and try to have a conversation.
Ring and sing.
Ring and sing. Do you know what the one song, the one name I'd thought about, but I just thought, Sam, that is awful.
Go on, check it out.
Waxing Lyrical.
Brilliant.
No, because it's just cheesy, isn't it? I mean, it explains what we're doing. It's quite good. It's a play on words, but a bit cheesy.
I think it would do fine.
Okay, Waxing Lyrical.
You've just summed up our show. It's good. It's a bit of fun, but it's pretty cheesy.
Yes, like everything.
So,
exactly.
You know, it's quite appropriate. All right, I've got these lyrics up.
Right, okay. So what can you work with?
This is it. I've had enough. Because we hadn't seen each other in a month. Then you come around again.
Okay.
And say, remember how that lasted for a day? Yeah, I could talk about someone delivering something to me and it came late.
But would you be able to quote the exact lyrics?
Those were the exact lyrics.
Would it not work better?
I'm really going to miss you. Picking fights. Oh, maybe not. And falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's... Oh, no, we can't do that, can we?
How about you ring your boyfriend and have this out with him?
What, because he'll think I'm breaking up with him?
Yeah, it's for the show. It's fine. You said I can challenge you. I'm challenging you to sing We're Never Getting Back Together.
All right.
To Ben.
You know we were saying, do we deserve a show? That was in your rubbish little admin.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced whether we do deserve a show or not.
To prove how much I care about FUBAR and this show, the Sam and Lucy show.
Okay.
I am going to get as many quotes from We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, aka the ultimate breakup song.
Yes.
To my boyfriend live on air next week.
Live?
How's that?
Live. You actually want to do it live?
I'm going to do it live.
Right, the only issue with live, right, is he might know that we're on air. So then be like, well, Lucy, I'm listening. I've got the FUBAR app open and you're telling... I've just heard you say that you're about to ring your boyfriend.
Why don't I lie? I know you don't like lies, but why don't I let myself have a lie and say we're doing a pre-record?
Right. So he thinks that you're busy with something else, perhaps a band competition on the Sunday, when in fact you're in North London doing the show live.
Exactly. So I'll be like, I'm pre-recording the show on the Wednesday because, Sam, it's so annoying, can't make it this Sunday, it's really annoying. So then Sunday evening, if you ask where I am, it's fine. I'll be like, I'm doing my dissertation.
Okay.
Can't see you today. And I'll just call him up and I will do it live. I mean...
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is he listening now?
No.
100%?
100%.
Okay. Well, that's good because...
Because he's in the bar next door.
Yeah, but apps. Although the bar next door gets no signal.
No signal and his phone's rubbish.
Okay. So what's he doing there? Watching the football or something?
He's watching the football, having a pint, reading a book.
Right.
Chilling, waiting for me to finish. And I'm going to break up with him on air, basically, next week.
That sounds good to me.
Look forward to that, folks. Waxing Lyrical.
Back next week.
Yeah, you just gotta bend your knees on beat, you know? You, baby. Miles from home, my style has grown. Sick of getting played like a xylophone. My instrument is me with thousands of bones. Wildin', I just wanna zone. My mama knows I need a chick to be kinda dope. Smile a lot, give a lot of only to me. Spoil me with your bad. you were like royalty, baby, catch that. See, the rain is making me feel painless. This relationship is so dangerous. If they find out, what will they make of it? So I savor every kiss like it's ancient. You ain't missing a thing with other that you sing. I need cash just to give you a ring. Love at first sight, but it was blocked by pain. So for you, I'll exceed the top
Won't
five
you,
in the game.
Baby, in the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. You want your mom.
And cheese before bedtime. You and I fell in love is the headline. Instead of whining about what I've been finding, I stay silent and let you chime in. You want me to talk, fine then. Someone broke your heart, let me find them. But I hate fights, and now I got stage fright. Until I'm at your place at the late night. You make me smile, stop doing that. A lot is on my mind when I rap. In fact, you are a lot. I guess I rap for you. Needless to say, the is magical. After you, chivalry I have to do. I love it when you catch an attitude. I wanna tease you just to laugh at you. So the makeup could be a fashion
you,
move.
Baby,
come on.
In the city lights, yeah. I swear I hear you call my name. Call me my name. There's nothing right. Right, I'm stuck, you want your mind.
The pain is all out my brain. You call out my name and that's fame. I'm looking great but I still feel shame. For real, it's the game. I feel insane. But when I'm with you, my feelings change. I love you. I really hope you feel the same. You know what I am. You're holding my hand. No one else can, so I'm your man. Your palm reads bliss. What all we miss? You all what I miss and we all need this. Love and affection is all we miss from the world. But with each other, that's all we get. I wanna hear you out. Talk to me, miss. I hardly wanna slip the awesomest kiss. Call me whenever, call me forever. As long as I can call us together.
You, baby,
I love you.
In the city lights, uh-huh. I swear I hear you call my name. Call my name. There's nothing right.
You
I'm stuck,
fun,
you
yeah.
Your mind.
Charles Hamilton, Rita Ora. It's called New York Raining. Didn't know it rained in America. Every day's a school day, Luce.
Yep, every day's
That's what they say, isn't it? Every day's a school day.
Well, certainly in your life. I mean...
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, particularly for you. Not for all of us, just for you, mainly. Mainly you.
Yes.
I'm loving all these little jazzy bits at the end of all the songs. Well, not all of them, but most of the songs today. A bit of like that kind of blues piano there, a bit of the jazzy trumpet at the end of, what was his name, Omi?
Omi,
cheerleader.
Yes.
Great song.
Great song.
Better than the Rita Ora one. What? Who said that?
I think that's okay.
I was actually, in my list of songs I sent you, none of which have been played today, thanks very much, I was going to send you the Rita Ora one, but then I thought, Sam won't like that. And then you've gone and played it.
That Rita Ora one?
Yeah, I was going to send you that.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was. I had a Rita Ora song. They all blend into one.
No, that was only a feature in Rita Ora. That was quite clearly hip-hop, which she doesn't normally get involved with.
I was going to send it. I'm pretty sure it was that one.
Okay, well, if you say so, I
Why wouldn't
highly,
it have been?
Highly doubt it. What I'll do for you next, Luce, I'll play your request next.
You make
song
it sound like I
Nero.
Sent you one. Did I suggest... Yeah, I did.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song.
That's half the issue. If I can tell you that you recommend... You suggested all these songs on the playlist, and you would believe me, because you really don't know what you've asked for.
Not a clue. I did it days ago.
Simply, you just look in what you've Shazammed and go, oh, yeah.
I don't have Shazam.
That. You need to get involved with Shazam.
I do need to get up on the Shazam. But I find it ruins the pub thing. Like, you know, everyone always says that Wikipedia has ruined the pub. So
what
you know
you
when
mean?
You, right, well, you're sitting at the pub with your friends and you're like, oh, who was that guy in that film? And you're all sitting there going, oh, he was in that and he was that. And then after about half an hour, someone goes, Alan Rickman. And you're all like, yes, okay, good. It's done the exact same thing with songs. Shazam's, because Wikipedia's ruined that. Now you just go, oh, it's that guy. And you're like, oh, okay, that was no fun.
Well, no, not necessarily.
Shazam has done the same thing. So a song comes on and everyone's like, oh, no, I know this. It's, oh, who is this? Oh, my God. And then after a while, someone gets it and then you feel so victorious. But if you Shazam it, then it's just like, okay.
But what Shazam has done to really... It's got rid of one of the most awkward moments in human life, which is when you love a song so much, mm-hmm. probably because you've had too much to drink, and you have to go and ask the DJ what it is. There's nothing more embarrassing than that, but when you're so obsessed with this new song you've just heard,
yeah.
you feel you have to.
Mate, have you actually ever done that?
I normally send girls to do it for me.
Send your women.
Just my friends, but I feel like if it's a male
girls?
DJ... he's going to react much better to a female than me.
What?
I'm sorry, but that's the case.
You're crazy.
So I give the girl my phone. I open the notes page at school. Go and ask the DJ what that song is. DJ types it in and brings my phone back for me. And then I've got a new song to download the next morning.
I mean, you just get more weird but adorable by the minute in this show today.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Go on. Have it. Have that. Have it as a compliment. I'm giving
Thank
it to you.
You.
On a plate, there you are.
Right, Luce.
Yes.
I'm going to move things on again now.
Go on.
But have you heard about these politics?
That old politics thing.
Right, apparently it's getting all serious in the next few weeks.
Oh, it's going crazy. We're in the short campaign.
So I thought...
18 days left, I think.
Exactly, something like that.
18
days till it all kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we best get involved with the politics.
Probably should do something.
But because it's me...
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, basically, have you heard of this Nigel Farage bloke?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Right. Obviously, he's involved with the politics, but more interesting to me, he now sells memorabilia. Or people are selling Nigel Farage memorabilia.
I was going to say, does he do it himself? At the back of a truck?
I don't know. Or is
he's
it
going around
just...
campaigning for UKIP, and then he's just got his little purple van, and he pops it open, and he's like, oh, Nigel Farage mug?
There you are. Or is it somebody trying to make money off his own back? Either way, I'm obsessed.
Brilliant.
So I've not got a new game. It's called Play Your Farage Right. Sorry. There you are. Hello and welcome along to Play Your Farage Right. Playing today is Luciana Gray. All she has to do is tell me, is the price of the item higher or lower than the previous price of the Nigel Farage item? Does that make sense?
Well done, Sam. You have surpassed yourself.
Do you get how it works?
I get you, yeah.
Did I explain that well enough? I don't want people listening at home and thinking, how does this Nigel Farage game work?
So, you're going to give me the price
of a certain Nigel Farage memorabilia item.
And I tell you if the actual price is higher or lower.
Okay.
Simples.
Right, so if I start you off with a Nigel Farage face mask,
ooh,
which
hideous.
Costs £3.50.
Ooh.
Would you say that signed Nigel Farage...
Signed?
Right, so the face mask ain't signed. That's £3.50 for the face mask.
Face mask, £3.50.
Yes. But a signed Nigel Farage 12x8 photo, is that more or less than the Nigel Farage face mask?
I'm going to go with... because it's signed, I'm going to go with more. Higher.
Yeah!
1 point to Lucy.
Well done, Lucy. I'm just going to put the bed back in. Yes, it is indeed higher. It costs $34.99.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's 12x4, Lucy. And it's signed.
12x4 what? Inches?
Yeah, obviously. Or centimetres, I don't know.
Well, centimetres would be tiny. That's like...
okay, inches.
4 centimetres that big.
It's 12x8 inches and it's signed by Farage himself. $34.99 if you want to get your grubby hands on that.
That's disgustingly expensive. Give me another one.
Hashtag Team Nigel mug. Is that more or less than the signed Farage 12x8 photo?
I mean, if that's not lower, then I'm walking out of the studio.
It is indeed lower.
Thank God.
$11.95.
What?
For a hashtag Team Nigel mug.
$11.95?
I think that's a good deal.
They're made of gold.
No, it's kind of purple, so I don't know. With the yellow writing.
Give me the next one.
So the hashtag Team Nigel mug, $11.95, but it's a Farage Garden Gnome more or less than the hashtag Team Nigel mug.
That's amazing. That's the only thing so far that is good. Yeah, I like that. Higher. That's worth a lot of money, surely.
You're saying higher than the hashtag Team Nigel Mug. You are correct.
Hey, 3 for 14.99. Oh, not by much. It's pretty close.
Pretty close.
Not a bad deal
you
for
are
a garage gnome.
3 for 3?
3 for 3.
But how about this one? Is an I Love Nigel Farage pillowcase more or less than the Farage Garden Gnome, please?
Oh. I mean, I wouldn't pay as much for a pillowcase as I would a gnome. But, no, okay, yes, I'm going to go lower. It's lower.
You're saying lower than the Nigel Farage gnome.
Yay!
4 for 4.
Skills!
Okay, a Nigel Farage electric candle, or electronic candle.
Hang on, is it got a picture of his face on?
Yeah,
or is
on the
it
candle.
The shape of his head?
No, it's a picture of his face on the candle. But of course, the candle doesn't melt because it's electronic. It's just like a flickering light.
So his face
light.
Doesn't melt away.
Exactly. But is that more or less expensive than the I Love Nigel Farage pillowcase?
How much was the pillowcase?
$16.99.
Hang on.
$16.99, sorry.
I was going to say. Electric candle. Oh, God. I'm going to go with lower.
You're saying lower.
No!
The first one you've got incorrect is, in fact, higher. $8.99 for the Nigel Farage electronic candle.
What is wrong? Is anybody buying this?
Must be. It's on eBay.
What's wrong with people?
The final one, then.
Go on, then.
To finish this game of Plays Your Farages Right. A game that will actually be coming back. We do a lot of things that are not coming back. This is coming back. As providing I can find other memorabilia out there.
Against my will.
Or we could just do with different celebrities.
We could do each of the political leaders each week.
Right, next week.
That's happening.
We'll do Miliband.
Next week, Miliband.
Okay, great. Sounds good to me. You're going to finish us off then. Is a framed UKIP polo shirt signed by the man himself more or less expensive than the Farage electronic candle?
Right, if that's not more than the candle, the world's gone mad.
Say more?
More. Hey, hi-o!
How many is that then?
5 out of 6. I'll
that
take that!
That is not bad going.
I mean, I know my Farage memorabilia, clearly.
During this next song, then, we'll come up for a new name for this game.
All right.
Okay, you have a good thing.
So what, we want it to just be celebrities in general?
No, I think political leaders is good.
Political leaders.
But of course, that's kind of topical at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Once May the 7th passed, everything will just be like, oh, back to normal. We can't talk about politicians.
Well, you say that, not if we get a hung parliament. We can squeeze a bit more out of it if we get
There's
a
There's only so
parliament.
Many politicians, though, Luce.
Well.
I really don't think you're going to get much memorabilia for some of the politicians that aren't actually leaders of their party. I think you're going to struggle with that.
I mean, sure. Okay, fine. I'm with you. We'll just do the political leaders.
However, we could do... I mean, I hate to say this about Nigel, but we could do other odd celebrities and the memorabilia that's on sale.
What kooky celebrities?
I'd love to know what Keith Chegwin is selling, you know?
You know what? That's better. That's better than finding out about Natalie Bennett's memorabilia.
Exactly.
I like this.
And you'd love to know how much a Cheggers t-shirt is, wouldn't you?
I'd like one.
Right, your choice! A song that you've actually picked, Lucy, but a song that we've already played on this show because you pay no attention to anything we do.
Nope!
It's Nero and it's a thrill. About 15 minutes left of me and Lucy here on FUBAR.
And it's impossible.
It's Nero the Thrill, and it's on FUBAR.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Thought we'd have a bit of a bed loose.
Oh, okay.
A bit different.
Why not? Wake us up a bit.
So I thought, it's getting to a point now where we're just feeling anyway, so if any time we just want to stay quiet, I can just go... Nice and easy that way.
Easy for you. You're in control of the slidey buttony things.
Yes.
So, like, when I want to talk and everything, you just have the power to completely cut me off. And I could just be saying something really important, and you could just at any second just be like... And then I have to stop talking.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, though. I can control you.
Control me. I'm wild. Oh, so you can't hear me.
There you are. Just like that. Easy.
I am not a wild animal. I'm a tame radio presenter.
Okay, good. That's what I like.
I've already cut my swears out for you.
Yes, you have.
I know.
You
I've dropped a couple of swears.
Yeah, no, but it's positive. I'm glad you've got.
But I'm improving. The swears are going. I'm sending you ideas for stuff. I'm trying. This show is good. You know what? Because we started this show off being so negative. Yeah, and I was all excited because I was like, oh my god, I've met Snape. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And you were down on us from the start. And you were like, oh, this show's not good enough. But you know what? I have to say, I think we've proven ourselves.
Really?
I think we have. I think it's been a great show.
Okay. Right, so the things that we can keep for next week. Write a list now, let me remember.
You and your list.
I love a list.
Yeah.
Has to be handwritten, of course. Right. I want 2 sports reports next week.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's good enough.
Sports reports.
2 sports reports. So you'll have to write them early on, okay?
Yeah.
Not just look at the BBC Sport website.
I'll prepare them this time.
Okay, good. I also, I'm going to attempt to do Around the World in 80 Seconds properly next week.
Yeah.
Because, of course, like, it's great that you can actually do it, but...
Sight read.
It's probably
Thank you.
Better.
Thank you very much, I sight read it.
Probably better for the show if I do it, isn't it?
Do you think I should get that, like, cut that snippet and send it to, like, BBC or CNN or someone and be like...
I can cut it up for you if you want.
And be like, can I have a job? I just sight read that. Nailed it.
Okay, I mean, we can do it. Yeah, why not? I just feel like what you've just done there...
Yeah.
Showing off, which I'm not a fan of.
You're not a fan of any... I mean, lying, showing off, these are all the things I'm best at. And you don't like any of these things.
I really don't like them at all.
They're the best things about me.
The other thing we need to bring back, while I remember...
Yep.
That thing where we, you know, we call somebody and, like, do song lyrics down the phone.
Waxing Lyrical.
Waxing Lyrical.
Waxing Lyrical. I like that name. I think you're being down on yourself, mate.
It's just
you should
cheese.
Show off more. Bit cheese, but we are a bit cheese. Have you heard the show?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And the other thing we're going to bring back...
Yeah.
...is memorabilia. Play your price right. It needs a better name, but we can do that again.
Memorabilia. Think about name.
Yes,
memorabilia. I think, look, that list, that is a bloody good list there, mate. Pardon the little swear, but that's a bloody good list. We're doing great together, you and me, mate.
Okay.
I know we don't think about each other, apart from when we're literally in this room.
I don't think about you until about 2 in the afternoon on a Sunday and just think, is she going to turn up or can I just play all my favourite songs?
You do that anyway.
Very true.
But you know what? Yeah, sure, it's cheesy, but we're having a good time. You're the pineapple to my cheese on a stick, mate. May.
Come on. That's nice.
Thanks. And,
yeah, keep up May.
May.
Write
make
that
a note.
Down.
May and Tup.
To be used.
To be...
At any given opportunity.
TBU, is that one?
Tub.
TBU, like to be used. This is right, this is what I'm on about. See, I never know when it is one or when it isn't. What are the rules? Like, apparently CBA's a thing.
Can't be arse. Yes, it is a thing.
How do you know which ones are things and which ones aren't? TBU, to be used.
No.
TBF.
No, it's not.
To be frank.
No, it's to be fair.
Oh, damn it, I keep forgetting.
It's not no one's ever used to be frank.
To be frank.
No one's ever used that.
That was genuine.
It's just not a thing.
I wasn't even trying to be funny. That genuinely happened. It was really embarrassing.
Don't... Yeah, it's awful. No one uses to be frank at all. It's done. It was left in, like, the 70s.
Oh, I wish I was in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah, Bowie. That's about... To be frank.
Yeah, that was all that was there.
It was all that was there, and that made me happy.
Complaints to FUBAR Radio, because I'm sure people will be complaining at that, because you've just annoyed... A lot of people. Anybody over the age of, like, 35, am I right? 35? About right? No.
No.
They'd be born in 80, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
So anyone over the age of 36,
yeah.
You have offended.
Why?
Well, just
sweeping
statements
like
there's nothing good about the 70s.
Yeah, I just said I want to be in the 70s because of Bowie and the phrase, to be frank.
Yeah, and then you stop there as if that was all they have to offer.
Well, there isn't that much.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's not fair.
What else did the 70s have that was good?
Do you know the...
Flares.
Yes, we don't need to do that. There's something I need to cram in before the end of the show.
What is it?
At the top of the show, I said I had a story about meeting a Harry Potter cast member.
So you did?
Yeah, I still do. I do have a story.
I was kind of hoping you'd forgotten because you pooped all over my Alan Rickman.
Well, you know how you converse with a star of Harry Potter this very weekend?
Yeah, yeah. Alan Rickman bought me a glass of wine, had a chat. Yep.
I've conversed with another cast member of Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah?
Today. Yes.
What? Really?
Yep.
Are you actually being serious?
Yeah, today. Earlier
today.
Seriously.
Why are you bringing this in now? The show ends in 7 minutes. What are you talking about?
You didn't give me a chance. Every time I said I've got a story, you're like, yeah, we'll get to it. And I'm getting to it now.
Because you're just always yapping in my ear. I don't know.
Do you want to hear it or not?
All right, go on.
I spoke...
Yeah?
...to one of the Weasley twins today. And that is not the first time I've spoke to that Weasley twin either.
Shut up, really?
Seriously.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why are you speaking to him?
I was booking him for a show. He's...
Really?
Not for
this show?
No, not for this
show. He's coming on our show?
He's not coming on our show.
Why not?
Because I booked him for... He's going on spoiler alert.
Why not our show?
No, that's a lie as well. I can't say which show he's been on.
Okay.
Well, can I be completely honest?
Go on.
It was for another radio station.
Sam!
I can say that.
You're going to get us fired.
I'm not going to get us fired. But more to the point, that's by the by. I spoke to him today, but it jogged my memory to when I've previously met one of the Weasley twins. I met Fred and George.
When?
When I was about 8 years old.
What was the situation?
They were doing a really nice thing for charity and came to our primary school and spent the whole afternoon taking questions. Initially, they were brought into an assembly.
Sure,
and I think people were allowed to, you know, put the hand up, ask questions. But then I was one of three chosen students to interview them for the primary school magazine, I think it was.
You had a primary school magazine?
Well, I can't think why
else. What the hell?
Well, that bit I've kind of made up because... No, listen, hear me out.
You tell me not to lie.
No,
you don't lie.
Because I can't think why else we would have interviewed them. Because it was a sit-down, formal interview.
How strange. I mean, wonderful. Good on you.
There was no microphones. I think we must have just asked them questions for some kind of document that was then handed out to kids.
I mean, Sam, brilliant.
Yes, so as a journalist.
Thanks for telling us.
Was that not a good story?
But if you thought my Alan Rickman story was bad, like, I feel completely vindicated now.
Really?
Mate, it wasn't as good as I was hoping.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. Yeah, but today, I spoke to him today
as
well.
Yeah, I know today. Well done. No, it's good. Yeah. No, I'm pretty proud of you. And your little 8-year-old journalism, well
yes,
done.
Yeah, and like still journalist now, effectively.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You keep going.
Yeah.
I literally can't leave the show on this note. Can I tell you what's going on next weekend?
Do it!
Right, Friday. This is next weekend. Stornoway are playing at Islington Assembly. Can I have some music or something? Or can you sing for me?
No, you can have some music.
How does this
work?
Love it. Stornoway at the Islington Assembly Hall, brilliant. Early in November at the Slade Rooms Wolverhampton. Leisure Society are playing Brudenall Social Club. I think that's in Leeds, but I'm not sure. Look it up, they're good. The Vance Sheffield Arena and Al Murray, One Man, One Governor, the Beck Theatre. We've been talking about Farage, so go see Al Murray. Bloody hilarious. Saturday, Damage, O2 Academy, Newcastle. Vance take on their tour to the Manchester Arena. Laura Marling, O2 Academy, Glasgow. And Bury Tomorrow are playing one of my favourite venues in the country, The Haunt Brighton. And if you want to see one of the best comedians in the world, Dylan Moran, Off the Hook, Newcastle City Hall. And finally, Sunday, you've got Amber Run and Rhodes, actually. I think Amber Run is supporting Rose. O2 Academy, Oxford. Villagers, Nottingham Glee Club. That's going to be a fun night. Palmer Violets, O2 Academy, Leicester. And finally, another fantastic comedian, Milton Jones of the Temple of Dove, The Lowry, Sulphur Keys. That is what's coming up for you next weekend.
Very good, Lucy. Just a perfect timing for us to say our goodbyes and get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
That wasn't a bad show back. I think we've still got some justifying to do before, you know,
the boss says, okay, you're actually doing okay and I'm not going to sack you.
I feel like this was a tester show. We did a lot of new things.
We did,
we,
yes.
We dropped a lot of things we used to do.
It was a bridge, wasn't it?
You know, this is trying stuff out. I've got my list here. I'm going to get these sports reports. They're going to blow you away next week, mate.
Sounds good to me.
And I'm going to be calling up my boyfriend and singing, well, not singing, just trying to get all the lyrics to Taylor Swift's We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. So look forward to me breaking up with my boyfriend on air next week.
Sounds good to me. Right, we'll finish with this. It's Cadenza. Me and you back next week from 6 o'clock.
6 till 8 next week.
Sounds good.
Love you, Sam.
I can't say the same about you.
She was summing up her summer days. Lusting for brothers who were stuck in ways. Puffing J's, jagged city from them cutting shapes. And ducking the rays, plaguing strains, saying nothing's changed. But something ain't the same in the way it rains. Greater gains, paper planes, see my day explains. The way the waiting game wanes till the waiter takes. Same at his brain, being blamed for the breaking pains. Trust, they say it's strange, but before the glitches. Lord is witness, never want to work for fooling fitches. She always itches to think of fooling the richest. Strong, never sing along if them brothers calling them bitches. She lives this, but honestly, with who? Keeping it clean, me, I've been honest with a few. Blue saying it's rotten, what's forgotten to be true. But see, I just ain't forgot what we can do.
Where I stop dreaming with you, I've got to face the fact that you're too far out of me. Where I stop dreaming with you, I've got to face the fact that you're too far out of me.
But then I'm seeing something different in her. People loving, leaving, I was living with her. Sticking with her through thin or thicker. I feel a shiver whenever I see a little picture on the kitchen mirror. I miss her in a way I can't explain. A way in art, you stay apart the day you start to change. Say the situation's cool, I say situation's strange. Play me like a fool cause I wasn't ready to regain. Say it, it's a shame, I don't wanna know about the drugs you're taking. Or about the love you're making. The lustful days when we were stuck in other dusty basements. Cutting cases with lucky gauges, ducking from dust arrangements. A bunch of butters' faces kicking in the dust. You were the one that I could trust. The one who kept me going, never kicking up a fuss. The only one who would show me love and lust.
Where I stopped dreaming with you,